Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, September 25th, and happy 53rd birthday to Will Smith.
West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cobb Police released details on a homicide-suicide in West Cobb. Superintendent Ragsdale said that Cobb is no worse than other districts with mask mandates before Democrats walked out of the meeting. The Cobb students responsible for anti-Semitic graffiti charged. The Cumberland Community Improvement District unveiled their sweep branding for district transit network. Dobbins Airmen provided airlift for more than 1,100 Afghan evacuees. And finally, an East Cobb couple founded a mask company during the pandemic. Plus, we'll hear from MDJ manager J.K. Murphy.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
The Cobb County Police Department has identified the 2 people killed during a domestic dispute in West Cobb on Tuesday night. 50-year-old Jeffrey Lawrence Bishop is believed to have died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound during a standoff with police. Lillian Bishop, his mother, was also killed by a gunshot. Officers first responded to the house off Brinkley Road around 7:55 Tuesday evening. Jeffrey Bishop had been in a dispute with family members, which escalated into physical assault, during which he began shooting at his family. Michael Bishop and Andy Bishop, also of the family, escaped to a neighbor's house and called 911. SWAT and crisis officers were among those who responded and worked to get Jeffrey Bishop to surrender. SWAT members eventually executed a tactical response around 3 a.m., only to find Lillian Bishop had been shot much earlier. Jeffrey Bishop, also shot, was found in another area of the house. By Thursday afternoon, when names were released, there was no activity at the Bishop residence. The MDJ found few details about Jeffrey Bishop, in which he owned the home where the incident occurred, per property records. Anyone with information is asked to contact the police. In an emergency meeting 2 weeks ago, the Cobb Board of Health voted to recommend that every K-12 school in the county require masks and vaccinations among eligible students and staff. Many saw that vote as an attempt to spur a mask mandate in the Cobb County School District, something Superintendent Chris Ragsdale has resisted since the beginning of the school year. In a lengthy presentation at the monthly Cobb Board of Education meeting, Superintendent Ragsdale shared several slides comparing Cobb schools' rates of infection with those of other Metro Atlanta school districts, some of which have required masks during the pandemic and some of which have not. His presentation was an effort to correct the record after false media reports and some organizations had misinterpreted or misrepresented data regarding the spread of the coronavirus in Georgia schools. He also quoted from a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study that found masking students had no statistically significant benefit in reducing the spread of the coronavirus during the 2020 winter surge in Georgia. Masking has been a hot-button issue in Cobb County. August Board of Education meeting drew dozens of people who protested the district's mask optional policy, as well as dozens of counter-protesters who came to show their support for the district's hands-off approach.
Right now, Jews all over our district are feeling unseen and unheard because this was just labeled an act of hate or an act of graffiti, when in reality, we know it's part of one of the oldest scourges in the world.
The students responsible for anti-Semitic graffiti in two Cobb County high schools this month have been found and will be punished, Superintendent Chris Ragsdale said Thursday. Those charges are proceeding through the disciplinary tribunal process required by Georgia law. Speaking at the Cobb School Board's monthly work session, a public meeting that precedes the board's evening voting session. Earlier this month, a pair of swastikas and Hail Hitler were found scrawled on a bathroom wall at Pope High School. Several days later, another pair of swastikas were found on a bathroom wall at Lassiter High School. While saying he would not speak to the particulars of the investigation, Superintendent Ragsdale said the recommended punishments are sufficiently significant that the board members could likely hear it on appeal. He asked them not to comment on the cases before hearing any appeals, lest it present the students charged the opportunity to challenge the discipline. A group of local students received a big honor this week. Here's community reporter J.P. Edwards with the story.
The Global Leadership Academy for Homeschoolers recently held its annual National Beta Club induction ceremony at the newly renovated Schweitzer Library in Marietta. 28 homeschooled students were inducted into the National Beta Club. These students were selected for membership based on their academic standing and character. They join more than 500,000 members across the U.S. and beyond. National Beta Club is the largest independent, nonprofit educational youth group in the U.S. Its mission is to promote the ideals of academic achievement, character, service, and leadership among elementary and secondary school students. This was GLA's first in-person induction ceremony since the COVID-19 pandemic began. The Global Leadership Academy used National Beta's pillar induction, which highlights the four pillars of Beta Club: achievement, character, leadership, and service. Members of GLA took the new inductees through each pillar, followed by the Beta Pledge. The final step in the ceremony was the pinning of each student by his or her parent. In the leadership charge, author of 9 plus 9 equals 9, Anthony Scott, had the inductees point to the door and announce, "Hey world out there, get ready for me. You're about to change for the better." Congratulations to all of the inductees. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm J.P. Edwards.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
Casting aside the mouthful of the Cumberland Multimodal Path, the Cumberland CID Thursday unveiled its rebrand of the future transit network as Cumberland Sweep. The eye-popping design in shades of cerulean blue, candy red, grass green, and yellow was developed in the hopes of giving the district a newly recognizable image. Billed as the district's own version of the Atlanta Beltline, the project, formerly known as the Multimodal Path, will one day be a 3-mile network of pedestrian and bike trails, along with a self-driving shuttle service. The project is under construction in segments as the CID partners with Cobb County and federal authorities. When completed, Cumberland Sweep will connect the Battery, Truist Park, Cumberland Mall, the Chattahoochee River National Recreation Area, and tie into other local trails like the Bob Callan Trail. Design firm Sun & Sons developed the branding based on feedback from local businesses and 11 area residents.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW. Airmen of the 94th Airlift Wing provided airlift for more than 1,100 Afghan evacuees in early September, Dobbins Air Reserve Base announced. The unit, which calls Dobbins home, was participating in Operation Allies Welcome, a mission that provided temporary housing and support for Afghan special visa applicants, their families, and others. Airmen flew passengers out of Dulles International Airport outside Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia International Airport to military bases in New Mexico, Texas, and Indiana. The Department of Defense is providing transportation, lodging, food, medical care, and other needs to at least 50,000 Afghan refugees, per a Dobbins news release, as part of the U.S. efforts to assist Afghans who supported the U.S. mission during the 20-year war.
Best believe you got the
Early in the pandemic, with supply chains snarled, American doctors and nurses wore garbage bags for gowns and reused their single-use surgical masks. It was a sign of the coronavirus's deadly force, the speed with which it could fill a hospital, but it was also a sign of a country that had come to rely on others for critical supplies. Americans, including many in Cobb, rallied, raising money to purchase overpriced masks the moment some became available. A couple in East Cobb had a longer-term solution. Melody and Jeremy Briggs founded Luosh, which manufactures surgical-style masks from American raw materials in a Marietta facility. The nascent company's story is a case study in founding a mission-driven business in copyright law and in the American regulatory state. The Briggs discuss the motivation for becoming small business owners, the challenges posed by China, and more. The idea was Melody Briggs, where she had taken sole control of the company so her husband could attend to his law practice. Melody, then a full-time data analyst at Georgia Pacific, suggested starting a company of her own, Luosh USA. It would be based in the U.S., manufacture in the U.S., source materials from the U.S., and sell quality products. The much larger challenge, however, had to do with economies of scale and geopolitics. The American Mask Manufacturers Association, of which Luosh is a member, sent an open letter to President Joe Biden in May in which it said China is, quote, effectively dumping masks on the U.S. market at well below actual costs. With the Delta variant and the Centers for Disease Control's recommendation that people who have been vaccinated against the virus wear masks indoors in areas where community transmission is high, sales have skyrocketed again, and Luosh is struggling to keep up with demand. And now it's time for a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
I'm Trey Miley, manager at Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
Have you been wanting to up the show of patriotism at your home? Around town has a solution. Just a week past the 20th anniversary of 9/11, or Patriots Day, Kiwanis Club of Marietta is offering you the chance today to be the proud owner of an authentic 9/11 Field of Flags flag. If you didn't get out to the 9/11 Field of Flags at Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield Park, or aren't familiar with the quinquennial, that's a fancy word for every 5 years, event, let's get you up to speed. Field of Flags is a 2,977 flag display. That's one flag representing each of the lives lost in the attacks on the U.S. in 2001. It's a project of the Kiwanis Club Marietta that marks the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks every 5 years. The conundrum for Kiwanians is what to do with the nearly 3,000 flags and how to cover the $60,000 cost of putting on the event. And this is where patriots like you can help by purchasing an authentic 9/11 Field of Flags flag. Field of Flags is a multi-phase project requiring drill pressing, zip tying, rebar driving, pole installing, and flag marching. After months of planning and preparation, club members and several hundred community volunteers parade the flags down Kennesaw Avenue. This year they installed them onto the Battlefield Park on September 4th. The finished product, nearly 3,000 Old Glories flying over the 9-acre open lawn at the park along Stilesboro Road, offers breathtaking views. You can imagine the flags arranged in perfect grid format, creating a heart-stirring sea of red, white, and blue. An anniversary ceremony was held the morning of 9/11. This year's featured speaker was retired New York Fire Department Captain James DeVolio. In an emotional speech from the foot of Kennesaw Mountain and facing the Field of Flags, DeVolio gave his firsthand account of the chaos 20 years ago at Ground Zero and the loss of his firefighting brothers. The Kiwanis Club of Marietta is truly a purveyor of patriotism. Beyond the Field of Flags, these Kiwanians have another flag initiative that began nearly 25 years ago. What has become known simply as the Flag Project allows Marietta residents to show their patriotism on 6 nationally recognized holidays each year. For $25 per year per flag, a Kiwanis volunteer will come to your home or business, put up your flag or flags a few days before the holiday, and come back a few days later to take them down. After the expenses of replacing worn flags and bent poles, All proceeds support youth service projects. A real win-win. The city shows its love of country, and dollars earned help the next generation. The current flag count for this initiative is 1,750, which makes a clear statement as you drive around town. This is one patriotic community. The two Kiwanis flag programs feed off each other. Some worn or torn holiday flags are replaced by new 9/11 flags, but most are sold to cover the $60,000 cost of the 9/11 event. As of this writing, just over 1,000 flags have been sold from this year's event. That means nearly 2,000 are still available. Authentic 9/11 Field of Flags flags are just $30. You can get four flags for $100. To buy or sponsor a flag, go to 911fieldofflags.com or ask any member of the Kiwanis Club of Marietta. Flags will also be on sale at First United Methodist Church today, that's Saturday, September 25th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Consider that supporting the club with these initiatives ensures the Kiwanians can host the 9/11 Project again in 2026, helps fund its youth programs, benefits its holiday flag project, and allows you to put your patriotism front and center at your home. There's still time. Get out to the Methodist Church before 5 p.m. today and buy your flag. Long may she wave. Weekend weather is near perfection, and there's plenty to do on this, the first weekend of autumn 2021. The North Georgia State Fair, presented by Superior Plumbing, is underway and runs through October 3rd at the fairgrounds on Callaway Road. Plenty of rides, games, prizes, food, music, animals, and more, including a concert Saturday night featuring Chris Lane. On Sunday at the fair, they'll be holding the annual Beautiful Baby Contest. Sunday is the Marietta Daily Journal Day at the fair, when it will be free admission and free rides from the fair opening at 12:30 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Fall fun officially kicks off at Sleepy Hollow Farm this weekend. Stop by to walk through the pumpkin patch, get lost in the corn maze, play on the farm playground, enjoy a tractor ride, and meet friendly farm animals. Sleepy Hollow opens at 10 a.m. today and Sunday. Tickets are $12. Kids 2 and under are free. For more information, visit sleepyhollowtrees.com. If you got a sweet tooth, check out the Ultimate Sugar Show at the Cobb Galleria Center this weekend. Sweet lovers and foodies are invited to sample sweet treats from the local bakers and southern treat makers while browsing beautiful sugar art created by cake artists and sugar masters from all over the world. For more information on this event, www.ultimatesugarshow.com. And that's today's trip around town.
Be sure to email tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Looking for a way to further your career? Maybe get a GED, get certified, get your bachelor's or your associate's. Check out ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Serving Metro Atlanta since 1963, Chattahoochee Tech provides a wide variety of programs perfect for you. Check out their website and learn about their 8 convenient campuses. You can even listen to the 98.7 Chat Tech podcast, where you can hear students talk about classes and life on campus. So go today to ChattahoocheeTech.edu. Chattahoochee Tech, a member of the Technical College System of Georgia.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.